Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. I want to talk to you a little bit about common reasons fearful avoidant attachment styles may find themselves out of romantic relationships for long periods of time. So this is the question I had come up in our community, a common question I get asked on webinars, in emails, in different events that we have. And this is a really important thing to address. So often what we see with fearful avoidant attachment styles is that they really yearn for love, really care for like love, deep connection, tend to have a high need for deep emotional connection. And they tend to feel like they are thriving the most when they have healthy, deep, emotionally connected relationships. But fearful avoidants have a lot of negative emotional associations and core wounds that really get triggered and sort of fired up in the romantic relationships that they have. And until they resolve these core wounds, and until they also break their codependent patterns that they may not realize that they have, often what we'll see is fearful avoidants sort of like avoid relationships as a whole, as a subconscious strategy to avoid the core wounds, the pain, the turmoil, the frustration, the hurt, the lack of boundaries, and the loss of sense of self and identity that often ensue when they enter into a romantic relationship. So what I wanted to share in this video is like what those things are and what you can do so that you don't have to be in a position like, you know, I often see fearful avoidants be like, yeah, I love relationships, or I often crave relationships, or you know, want to date somebody, but I'm so terrified to commit because relationships are so hard. It's like the terminology I often hear fearful avoidants use. And they'll say things like, oh, they're just so hard. They're too difficult for me. So I just stay out of them altogether. And it's like, you shouldn't have to operate and live your life in this like all or nothing way, just to feel like that's how you derive a sense of peace and stability from things. And I want to share really briefly that like, I know this and I've been here because I've actually been a fearful avoidant and then become very secure through a lot of internal work and reprogramming and healing. And you know, I used to think like, there's no way that I could just be like happy and at peace in a relationship, but that's not the case. And this isn't just my case. This is many, many, many people I've seen over the years, worked with many people in the school, tons of students. With all of that being said, the very first thing that I just want to touch on here is when you're realizing this, right? So you're having this recognition that, okay, I'm fearful avoidant. I'm somebody who's been a fearful avoidant, who's been out of relationships for a very long time. It's because your subconscious mind over time has wired more negative emotional associations to a relationship than positive. And so it wants to go there. There may be a positive pull, but the negative emotional associations that are programmed there at the subconscious are stronger than the positive, which is why you may be interested in going towards a relationship, but ultimately you kind of stay away. And so what we have to do first is we have to dump out all of those negative ideas we have about relationships. And I say ideas, but really they're programs, and they're programs because of traumatic experiences you went through. So they're not, I'm not saying that these are just like these random ideas you have. It's unresolved stuff that you've been through, but that can be resolved. And that's a really important point here. So I want you to start by just writing out all the fears you have about relationships, all these ideas, these stories, these narratives that have basically lodged themselves inside of your subconscious mind. And what you'll see is these are often things like, people will leave me anyways. People will get bored. I will get bored. I'm not meant for romantic relationships. I can't trust people. I am unworthy and I always have to earn my worth and be on. And I, you know, always have to be the best version of myself. Everything has to be perfect, or somebody will want to leave or won't stick around. I'm not good enough for a romantic relationship. Nobody would want me anyways. I'll be abandoned. I'll be alone. Like, there's a lot of stories in here. But what I also want you to recognize is that even though this may sound like a ton of stuff, and there can be a lot of stuff in here, also like on the other side, you'll fear being trapped or helpless or powerless. When you start reprogramming these things, if you just get like three or four core wounds and you just reprogram, which really doesn't take that long, you'll start to see that they have this impact, almost this like rippling out effect on all these other major stories that exist in the landscape of your subconscious mind. So when you really just like nail down some of those big core wounds, like wounds around trust, wounds around abandonment, wounds around being trapped, wounds around being not good enough. Like when you just work through these things, you'll start to see that this has this massive ripple out effect on your relationships. And the second part here, besides the core wound reprogramming that's really important, is that you also realize that you can have a relationship to yourself and to somebody else at the same time. Usually, because FAs have this codependency, they believe that once they get in at a subconscious level, not necessarily consciously, but at a subconscious level, often believe that once I get into a romantic relationship, I obliterate my sense of self. I fully just lose who I am. And that falls by the wayside, but that's not true. When you think and feel that way, it's a sign that you have boundary challenges that you have to overcome, that you just have poor boundaries once you attach to somebody. And all this takes is a little bit of work around your boundaries and like learning what your boundaries are, learning to do a little bit of exposure work to practice setting them slowly over time, have proper tools to communicate them in a way that's best received by others so it doesn't have to cause this huge uproar in all of your relationships. And as you do these things, like reprogram your wounds, show up for your boundaries, what you'll start to realize is, oh, I can have a relationship to myself and to somebody else too. And I can feel loved and receive love and feel worthy of acceptance. And that all of these things that were blocking me from getting there are just concepts, just ideas lodged in my subconscious mind because of past painful experiences, where because the mind tries to give things meaning to understand things and to gain its sense of certainty, you just gave meaning to painful past traumas, stored them, and are now afraid to go back towards relationships again. But it doesn't have to be that way. So I hope this makes sense. I just wanted to share this with you if you find yourself in this position. And you know, if you decide you want to stay out of relationships, that's okay too. Like if you're happy in your own zone, that's perfectly fine. But I really believe that we all have an opportunity to choose, right? Like, you can choose anything you want. I fully support your decision, but you just want to make sure as a person, and this goes for everybody in all areas of life, that when you choose things, that you are choosing from truth and not fear. And if we're choosing from fear, we want to work through those fears so we can choose from truth. And a life well lived and fulfilled is a life where we continue to choose our truth and reprogram and move through the fears that might have stood in our way so that we can really operate at that highest potential and feel true fulfillment. So I hope that makes sense and sort of like almost like its own philosophical video here today. But thank you for watching and for being here. Please like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you in the next video.